traffic strung out in a long, dusty line of wagons, buggies, hacks, and horsemen, as well as numerous bicycles, a goodly number of people afoot. Huey looked over his shoulder and saw that dude with the ugly red automobile impatiently making his way through the crowd. He wasn't having any trouble clearing the horses. They were snorting and faunching to get out of the monster's path. He finally worked his way up close behind Cotton and Tommy. Tommy's horse broke into pitching. Surprised, Tommy grabbed too late for the saddle horn. The boy sailed up into the air and came down on his belly. Walter jumped to the ground to see about it. The dude went around without stopping. Snort and Huey looked each other in the eye. Huey saw the intention in Snort's face and concurred with a nod. Both unfastened their horn strings and shook loops into their ropes.
I'll rope the head of the goddamn thing, Huey. You come in there and heal it.
Spurring her own horse, swinging the loop, Snort gave chase. One of the girls glanced back, saw him, and her eyes grew wide. The dude looked over his shoulder, recognized Snort's intention, and began trying for more speed. But the wagon road was rough and bouncy.
Damn you, cowboy! Don't you dare!
Snort's roan rolled its eyes in fear, but Snort kept spurring. In the final analysis, the horse feared Snort more than it feared the automobile. Snort threw that great boxcar loop and landed a catch around the dashboard, one carbide lamp, and a front wheel. He jerked up the slack and took a dally around his saddle horn.
Now heel it, Huey!
Huey spurred Biscuit in. He cast a quick loop over one of the rear wheels and rode south. Snort rode north.
Damn you saddle tramps!
The girls grabbed hold of the seat. When the two cowboys hit the ends of their ropes, they jerked the automobile half around and ran it into the ditch. The dude was thrown out over the dashboard.
Well, we got it roped. But how do we haul an automobile?
The dude was stunned only for a moment. He got to his feet, eyes blazing and looking for somebody to fight. Huey was closest. He came running, his fists knotted. Huey dismounted and stepped away from Biscuit. As the dude swung on him, Huey ducked under it and took a solid hold. Huey wrestled the man to the ground. Snort, still on horseback, pitched Huey his tie rope.
Since we can't tie up an automobile, maybe we can tie up an automobile jockey.
Huey got the little loop over both of the man's hands, then over one foot. He'd trussed him up the way he'd been tying steers. In a sudden flush of showmanship, Huey stepped back and threw up his hands in the manner the ropers used to stop the timekeepers. Clay McGonagall rode forward and leaned down to shake Huey's hand.
Friend, you'd done that in the arena, you'd be carrying that silver watch.
One of the girls sat big-eyed in the car.
My goodness!
The other climbed down and untied the dude.
Get me out of this! Untie me now!
Snort rode the blue roan over to her.
Pretty miss, I'd be much obliged if you'd throw me my string.
Some of the crowd rescued Huey's and Snort's ropes from the automobile. The driver rubbed his hands where the rope had burned him, and the fight was still in him. But the crowd was laughing him down. He climbed back into the automobile and sat there, baking the heat of his anger. He looked at nobody and spoke to no one. Snort showed those gold teeth.
I do believe he sold on us.
Huey looked back to be sure Tommy was all right. He was. The laughing, cheering crowd then swept him and Snort along toward town, rejoicing.
I'll bet you we made history here today, Huey, old partner. I'll bet, man, you were the first cowboys to ever head and heel an automobile.
All the way to town, they were congratulated and backslapped by well-wishing strangers who now considered them friends. Snort looked behind him to see if the automobile was coming. It still sat in the ditch.
I read in a paper a while back where some damn fools are fixing to try and drive an automobile all the way from New York to California.
Hope they ain't in a hurry.
Hope they don't run into no ropers along the way.